Welcome to the Meadow End podcast. I'm here once again in Addison's and I'm joined as usual by Jamie Griffiths and Chris Ammons following the Alv Church match. Stig, first to you, what do you make of the Alv Church setup and the impact that that's going to have on the promotion push?
I suppose it's as you were really in the general scheme of things. I think I left the ground feeling a bit guilty that I was so deflated about the first non-win in 28 games or whatever it was. So I felt a bit bad about that. And I did consider a hashtag of Beadle out, but I decided that might be a bit harsh. It was a decent game, to be fair. Very competitive game, as we'd expected. We knew Alv Church were a good side, and they showed that they were on the day. I think had we taken one of those three really good chances just after half-time, it may have killed the game off. But then, equally, they scored a really good goal on the break. And if anything, that last half hour, they sort of had the better of it, even though we had the clear-cut chances. But, yeah, it was disappointing not to win. We've been spoiled, so it was disappointing not to win. But generally, it was no surprise to see such a competitive game.
And all eyes then were on Alv Church for the Tuesday game against Corn. Were you shocked that they only managed to draw?
Surprised. It's this league, isn't it? There's different results every single week and anyone pretty much beats anyone. I tried to watch it on Twitter, but after about 5 minutes, my nerves couldn't hack it. I texted Stig saying I can't do this. And so I only found out kind of 90 minutes in that it was a draw. But, you know, great result for us. Without kicking a ball, it just goes to show that they got the games in hand, but we got the points on the board. So, you know, it is a tricky one.
Sporting Hull, sir, could have possibility of being involved. They're on a great run.
Yeah, and they got to play us. They got to play Alv Church twice as well, I think. So there's 12 points straight away that are going to go one way or the other. So they got a massive say, whether they manage to get themselves back up there. But they got a massive say either way with who might win the title, whether it's them or Alv Church.
Prior to our next league game, as a small measure of the FA Vars, Hereford still living the Wembley dream. We mustn't mention the W word, but I just did. What's the pitch looking like at Hartley?
We've obviously been in contact with them. They said, you know, they've talked about the fact it's playable as it stands towards the end of the week, but it'll depend a lot, I suppose, on how much rain there is on Friday night. That's obviously out of their hands. They're doing all they can to get it on. They're talking about covers and things like that. So they're doing all they can. And, you know, in the general scheme of things, we know what it's like to try and get the pitch ready. It's all you can do is your best. And hopefully the weather gods will be kind and everybody will be set to make a trip down there. And I think everyone's looking forward to it, to be honest. It's just beginning to be that FA Cup feel to the FA Vars now, which we all love here, don't we? So, yeah, so it should be an interesting game.
And virtual sellout, if not, it will be a sellout by the close of play today, Friday.
Yeah, absolutely. It's going to be a great turnout from this end, that's for sure. And I think probably Hartley-Wintney will have more fans there than they would do for a normal game. So, yeah, everything's there for there to be a really good cup tie atmosphere at the game tomorrow.
You made some ticket collection arrangements?
Yes, myself and Stig have volunteered to man a table in front of the main entrance there and hand out the tickets. It was the only way, really. We didn't want to risk putting them in the post and the tickets not arriving in time, so it kind of made sense, really.
A lot rides on this one.
Yeah, well, if it's a draw tomorrow, the replay will be Tuesday, so obviously that'll knock our Midland Cup game against Alv Church out of the way, which is a reason why we haven't started selling tickets for that game yet. So it's always a bit of a juggling act, and it's never quite as easy as it might seem on the surface. But, you know, it's a game of football at the end of the day, isn't it?
We do go to penalties, I think, at Hartley, if necessary, before a replay.
You know, extra time.
Sorry, extra time, not penalties.
Yeah, you don't get a draw after penalty. Just cut it.
Yeah, that's a new rule in. We just launched that one.
The world's worst penalty shootout ends in a draw at 39 each and the light fades and we have to start again. I fancy a winner if we have a penalty shootout at some point anyway.
Off the pitch, floodlights were being looked at this week by Melcon. What was the position with that?
Yeah, we just had there's a bulb out in this meadow end at the Blackfriars Street end floodlight on the left-hand corner, and our resident sort of stuntman from Melcon, Dan, clambered up the longest ladder in history and got up there and had a look. He's taken the bulb out, and we needed to see what the bulbs were, really, to see then we could go now we go about replacing it. So he's managed to get up there and do that yesterday. Had a bit of fun, I think, taking some photos and putting them on Twitter, which was fantastic to see. And obviously now we have a bulb, we can go and see where we get the replacement from and how we get that sorted.
Have you explained to Jamie where the kettle is yet?
He's having a real issue finding the kettle. I think I commentated and co-commentated. I was trying to work it out the other day for about 6 years, and the current debt is about £103 for Bovril and tea, and it's not improving. And in the office, and I think there's an allergy. I think it must be an allergy. It's the only thing I can explain. Something to do with hot water, I think.
I know where the kettle is. I can put
it. Know how to work it.
I know how to work it. But then that's where it all goes wrong. I flick it on and boil it plenty of times.
Let's move on quickly. Club shop stock.
Yeah, club shop. Yeah, we've had a really, really big restock after Christmas. We're now at the point where we probably won't get that much more stock in at the moment, because we need to obviously work our way through what we've got in there. But we've got everything in most of the sizes, or we had before Saturday, but I know I think some things have gone again. We'll now have a run where we want to try and reduce that stock down over a period of time, you know, just to be sensible and make sure we're looking after the finances and things. But that doesn't stop people, if they want something specific, asking us to have a look and get it in. But generally now over the next, you know, next few weeks, we'll run down what we've got in there just to get it down to more manageable levels, because we've had a fantastic time with the club shop. I think Will Hale's done a great job in terms of stocking it, and there's a wide variety of items from Macron, which has gone down really well. But obviously we have to get to a point where we need to run it down for the end of this season before we look ahead to next and restock it.
I know you're very impressed with the fact that you can see the Hereford badge when you walk around the city now. Virtually every day you're going to come across the Hereford shirts and tops every time you walk around.
Yeah, and it's when, you know, you pop into Sainsbury's after a game on a Saturday, and the amount of people that come up and ask you how they got on, or, you know, say, you know, talk about the game because they were there as well. It's a real buzz, and it's great to see, really.
And we've got to talk about a few upcoming events. John Lukic Sportsman's Dinner. Can you tell us a bit more about that, Stig?
Yeah, we've been looking to organise a sportsman's dinner for a little while. We've now confirmed John Lukic as our guest speaker on the night. It's Friday the 11th of March. It'll be 7 p.m. arrival for food at 7:45. It'll be a three-course meal. Then cheese and biscuits, table for 10. We've got a comedian book for the night as well. It'll be first come, first served. I think we've got a maximum of 12 tables. We're just finalising the price. And as soon as we put that price into the public domain, we'll be taking bookings. I've got a couple of people expressed an interest already, which is great. So, yeah, it should be a really good night. I'm sure we'll manage to forgive John Lukic for 1985 and be nice to him on the night. But, yeah, no, it should be a good, really, really good do. We've heard that he's supposed to be very good, and the comedian we've booked, Nipper Thomas, is supposed to be very good too.
And off the pitch as well, Jamie, I understand we've got a bit of an impersonator in our midst. Is that right?
Well, poor Matt Bishop. He seems to get impersonated by everyone here at the club, and the latest of which is Johnny Evans posing for photos with fans, trying to pass himself off as the assistant manager.
And was he doing the autographs as well?
I'm not quite sure whether Johnny went that far, but I heard a rumour that Phil might have earlier in the season.
And finally, it's Friday, and it's pasty day. You could have a pasty today, Chris.
There is every chance. As you well know, Keith, every day is pasty day at Hereford FC. It doesn't need a specific day of the week for Jamie to go to the pasty shop. I sometimes have one with him, and I think today maybe I will.
Thanks very much for your time, guys.